Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 240 people feared dead in northwest India following a plane crash in the city of Ahmedabad. The plane went down just after takeoff and hit a residential neighborhood. ABC transportation reporter Sam Sweeney has more on what we know.
Pilot had 8,200 hours of experience. This was an 11-year-old plane, and it was loaded with fuel. It was going from India to London Gatwick Airport. That's roughly a 10-hour flight, so you can imagine with all that fuel and you have impact with the building, the explosion there. We don't know about the co-pilot yet.
The police chief in that city says it's believed no one survived. American personnel and their families being pulled from embassies and bases in parts of the Middle East as tensions escalate between Iran and Israel, the UN's nuclear watchdog censuring Iran over its nuclear enrichment. Protests over federal immigration enforcement raids go on. The curfew in downtown L.A. remains in effect. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. They're back at it today. The Joint Finance Committee will be in session working on the state budget. Today, they've got some big ticket items on the agenda: school funding and shared revenue for municipalities. This includes the public school system and charter schools. This was one of the big sticking points between Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in charge of the legislature, one of the reasons negotiations broke down. Evers says Republicans weren't willing to fund schools, universities, and childcare enough to keep them afloat. Republicans say the state can't afford what Evers wants. Today will be the first time we get a look at what Republicans are planning for the school system. And more than 1,000 citations were given to Wisconsin drivers who weren't wearing seatbelts. Lisa Hale reports.
The Wisconsin State Patrol handed out more than 1,300 tickets during its two-week Click It or Ticket special enforcement program from May 19th through June 1st to remind drivers of the importance of seatbelt safety. The State Patrol points out that there were 176 deaths last year from crashes where drivers or passengers weren't wearing their seatbelts. The campaign gives state troopers an opportunity to educate drivers and passengers on the benefits of buckling up, which is a top priority year-round.
Meanwhile, more than 82,000 Wisconsinites have added emergency contact information to their DMV records through a new program. It was created under the To Inform Families First law signed by Governor Tony Evers in 2023. The goal is to help law enforcement authorities connect with emergency contacts faster in the event of a serious crash. They can look up your license and find your emergency contacts really easily. And that contact info is only accessible to law enforcement. You can add your emergency contact on the Wisconsin DMV website. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder, 116-107, to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy. And, you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms, low in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, partly cloudy, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State's Eric Kelder Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Policy Forum drops a bombshell report on the impacts of the big, brutal bill in Wisconsin. I'm joined by their communications director, and we break it down.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Police should police, not the military. That's what happens in third world countries. And that's what Donald Trump, that's exactly what Donald Trump is trying to impose upon the American people, is that mindset of militarization, power, dominance, control, the rule, not of law. This is a very, very serious moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, my governor. All right, now my personal Capitol policeman. My big huggy bear. Hi, Harry Dunn. Good morning.
Steph, how are you, my friend?
You know what, honey? I think of you all the time, of course. You know, it just...
Well, I mean, what type of thoughts are you having?
Uh-oh.
Let me just say, they are impure in so many ways, Harry Dunn.
No, Steph, love you. Glad to be with you, my friend. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so many layers. For those of us in here in L.A., mm-hmm. what we're feeling, I can only imagine, you know, we talked to you when he pardoned the January 6th terrorists who, you know, beat you and your friends. And now you look at L.A. We're here, Harry. It's 3-4 blocks over there with a couple of Waymos on fire and graffiti.
Absolutely.
Real quick,
before I jump into that, I want to break some news to you.
Yes, please, sir.
So I am in my car because I just walked out of, so if I'm sweating, it's hot as hell in D.C., and I was running to get to my car to get to you because I just did a press conference with Jamie Raskin and Daniel Hodges, and we announced a lawsuit that we just filed against the architect of the Capitol for their failure to put up the January 6th plaque. That's been impeded by Mike Johnson, and that lawsuit was filed this morning in Washington, D.C. So stay tuned for upcoming of that, because they're trying to rewrite what happened, and we're not going to let them.
I mean, Harry, and good for you.
We're all
behind you, as you know, as always. But you're absolutely right. He just keeps telling the same lies. He just keeps saying Nancy Pelosi refused the National Guard. You know, he lies and lies. He says, oh, the LAPD asked him to send. Just lies, lies, lies.
They didn't. The LAPD didn't ask. Gavin Newsom didn't ask. In fact, they asked the opposite. Hey, we don't need you. Go home. And they said it publicly if they want. But that's Donald Trump's MO. They can literally hear him say one thing, and then his fans will say, no, he didn't say that. Literally, or they're delusional, they're deranged. And that's what Donald Trump is doing to Los Angeles right now. Look, it's easy to think about, you know, just make this about Donald Trump, but they're real victims out there. The people, the communities that are being harassed, and it's infuriating that they are targeting the people in Los Angeles. And, you know, my thoughts are with you all.
Yeah. I feel like interviewing you these days is just a series of asking the dumbest questions imaginable. But I mean, because I know the answer, but I have to ask how it makes you feel to have Trump go, they're spitting on officers. If you spit, we hit. We will not tolerate disrespect to police officers.
Well, let's unpack that a little bit, because everybody just hears that, right? And they immediately think, oh, this is horrible. But no, we got to really think about what this does. There are bad actors in police departments. However, that statement right there gives them cover to attack and violate people's civil rights. And, you know, Donald Trump just literally told me I can go hit them. That's what happened on January 6th. We told them to go home. They weren't welcome at the Capitol, but they said Donald Trump told us we can come. So it's more of being emboldened by the arguably most powerful man in the world. And once you tell, when somebody tells you that you can do it, does the Supreme Court consider that an official act? If they spit, we hit. Like, it's an official act. Can they hold Donald Trump accountable for somebody being beaten by a police officer now?
Yeah. I mean, you said it. You said what's happened in L.A. over the weekend is pathetic. Once again, we see the commander-in-chief agitating and escalating. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. On another note, it doesn't seem like Dems were overreacting when we said the fate of democracy depends on this election. I mean, this is, by the way, Ken said both the LA Times and the AP report that ICE started the violence. I mean, this is a totally manufactured and provoked event by Donald Trump. What is happening here?
It really is. And you know what? Like, civil disobedience is a thing. There's First Amendment rights to peaceful protest. I mean, hell, when I was a Capitol Police officer, we arrested John Lewis. Like, I mean, John Lewis.
Yeah.
But it was peaceful. It wasn't. There was no violence. It was anything like that. You go in there, you see a lot of these people that are out there protesting, willfully submitting to arrest and being thrown to the ground, pepper sprayed. Like, wait a minute. Like, you meet force with force.
Yeah. Right.
But there's no force being shown by a lot of these peaceful protests. Now, if there are people out there attacking police officers and stuff, then I condemn that. I haven't seen it. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. Maybe I haven't seen it because it doesn't exist. But these people out there peacefully protesting, and they're not being met with respect or a guard for their First Amendment right.
Yeah. I mean, and you also tweeted, there are flying Mexican flags in the streets. Give me a break. Police were beat with American flags on January 6th, not to mention the Confederate flag.
And Trump flags. Yeah. There were so many Trump flags. Yeah.
I mean,
and they're outraged about the Mexican flags. Like, give me a damn break, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about the racism of it. Walk through any Philly neighborhood, you're going to see Irish flags, Italian flags. Whatever. Nobody has any problem with that, right?
But then don't let them black and brown countries wave their flags here.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Wajahat Ali said the real insurrection was January 6th. This is a MAGA authoritarian crackdown. Harry Dunn knows an insurrection. He was defending our democracy on January 6th when MAGA tried to overthrow an election. I mean, just the fact that he's using the words an insurrection, it's deliberate, right?
It really is.
He's trying to rewrite the history of January 6th and write the history of this as an insurrection.
But even trying to rewrite the definition of insurrection, the definition of insurrection is a violent uprising against a government or authority. And where's the violent part from the protesters? We missed that point.
Yeah.
But on January 6th, it was definitely violent. It was uprising against the government because they were trying to overturn the election. Give me a break.
I'm glad people, you know, in some ways, social media is all we have, where people just keep posting footage of January 6th. I said it's impossible because the media, Harry, still doesn't do their job a lot of the time. Like, how do you ask him any question about L.A. without the context of January 6th? How do you?
Well, somebody asked Pam Bondi that. Did you see it yesterday? Yeah. Somebody asked Pam Bondi what it did. And she said, well, January 6th was different. And then she pivoted about the Mexican flag being in the street. Like, no, how is it different? Media needs that needs to be a follow-up question, a follow-up question, a follow-up question, until you get her to stop BSing and tell the damn truth.
Yeah, yeah. Covey said any news station carrying that man's parade live should get equal coverage to the No Kings protest to show the world that not everyone agrees with that BS. Do a split screen, at least. I mean, you know.
Why even cover it at all?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, exactly. This isn't North Korea. We don't have to cover dear leaders' parade.
I'd rather watch paint dry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you also, your last post on Blue Sky, you said at some point we're going to have to stop asking when is insert name going to step up and say he's gone too far and realize that maybe they're okay with the president's actions. We must realize that no one's going to swoop in and save us. It has to be us, we the people.
We the people.
Yeah, and that's what Saturday's about, right?
That's what it is. It's about us. Like, everybody's saying, hey, where's Barack Obama? Where's George W. Bush? Where's this person? Why was Justice, Chief Justice Roberts going to say, you know what, enough is enough? They haven't done it yet. They're not going to. So do we just, like, listen, they're probably okay with this. And you know what? We have to, and a lot of people under the post, I read that post, and a lot of the comments were talking about even our Democratic elected officials. Like, wait, what the hell are y'all doing? We are in desperate times, and we call for desperate measures right now, not strongly worded emails and strongly worded letters. Let's get to work, and let's save our damn country. We really are going to have to make America great after this fool is out of office.
You know, there's signs of hope everywhere. I don't know if you saw your friend Michael Fanone tweeted about running into a guy, you know, it's funny, look total MAGA, but had, you know, a T-shirt about bone spurs. And Michael Fanone, it was like a supermarket or something, and he just said, thank you for that shirt. And the guy looked at him and he said, hold the line, which is what you guys did on January 6th and saved our democracy. And, you know, so, and you got to look at this polling, Harry, and know that there are a lot more of us, right? Trump underwater on literally every single issue, 38% overall approval rating, 27% approval of his spending bill, 40% approval on deportation. Musk also at 30% approval, 38% approval for RFK Jr., 35% for J.D. Vance. Nobody effing wants any of this. Is the tweet, right?
Nope, and we don't. We don't, and that's the thing. However, polls don't win elections. Over 9 million people that voted in Trump, Biden won. Over 9 million people stayed home. Like, that's the type.
Hey, Sailor, can't do that.
Okay, my bad.
That's okay.
I'm getting fired up. I'm passionate.
No, you are passionate.
Sorry,
no problem.
Sorry to the FEC or whoever regulates.
That's all right.
That, so.
You know, the other one, by the way, we talk all the time about it. We just started this conversation as usual about just the lies that he repeats and repeats and repeats. But I'm hoping more, you know, this polling, all these protests, Harry, are showing that it's sinking in. DJ says the same guy telling you L.A. is on fire told you Mexico was going to pay for the wall and people were eating dogs and cats in Ohio. I mean, I have to think this is sinking in. What a liar.
But Gavin Newsom has been good at clapping back. I mean, you heard Sarah Huckabee Sanders just talking about this would never happen in Arkansas. And he was like, your murder rate is double ours. Get out my face.
Yeah.
Like, and same thing with Tommy Tuberville. Like, y'all shut up and y'all work on your states because California is actually paying for y'all to exist right now.
Thank you.
So let's just shut up, Arkansas. Shut up, Alabama. Well, the leaders representing
Harry,
them, not necessarily all the people there. So
40 million people here, and the top, we're not even in the top 10 states for crime. I mean,
he's crazy.
Yeah. By the way, GF said, interestingly, if you've lived through riots and fires in L.A., you know there are currently no riots and fires in L.A. I mean, the level of our fury, Harry, I got to say, probably matches yours for how he treated us during the fires when we were on fire and what he's doing now.
Yeah, we actually were on fire. You know, and you know what? There are still people trying to rebuild from that. You know, how about that? How about continue to help those people rebuild their lives?
Yeah.
Businesses that were lost. How about helping those people out? So California can go back to being the lifeline for the bottom red states in this daggone country. So,
yep. You know, I saved a couple for you because I, you know, made me think of you. David said MAGA always assumes liberal protesters are getting paid because they don't understand how you can fight for someone else's rights without personally benefiting from it. There are a lot of people that are going to be in the streets this Saturday, Harry, that are genuinely patriots like you are and love our country, right? I mean, Trump said yesterday, it's all people who hate America.
It's crazy when I hear that the paid protesters thing and all this stuff. I mean, you literally got people, the Proud Boys just filed a lawsuit against the $100 million against for their persecution, as they called it. So when we talk about people doing a money grab, I mean, Ashley Babbitt's family just got, what, $5 million they requested? How much did the officers get? How much? I haven't got a penny from anybody.
Yeah.
A penny. Like, I left the Capitol Police, and they sent me a $20,000 bill. Get out my daggone face. You talk about money grabs and people out there asking for money. Our lawsuit that we filed this morning did not request a penny.
Yeah.
It requested Congress comply with its own law.
Yeah.
Period.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. It's just
a break, man.
I know. These Republicans that, and you saved their asses, literally. You guys saved their asses, and they lied to your faces about it. And it's just.
Thank you.
Infuriating.
Thank you.
Yeah. You are my hero. And I mean that in a pure and an impure way.
Now we're talking.
All right. We love you, Harry.
And be sure to listen to Harry. He's the co-host of Clean Up on Aisle 45.
With our good friend Allison Gill.
Absolutely.
We love
indeed.
You.
Yes, indeed. We thank you for that plug. And we're trying to make sense of everything that's going on with the Trump's DOJ. And tune in for some laughs and some swears occasionally because we can do that on ours.
Yeah, you thought, yours.
You thought we were on the that Trollope AG show, and you're not. No swears. Sir. Love you, Harry.
Thank
see
you, Harry.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, bye.
I just want to hug him every time I see him. I just, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Knockbox. I am traveling. In fact, tomorrow after the show.
Yes.
Right, oh, you know it's interesting because there's always a huge major air crash right before I fly.
Oh,
and tomorrow's Friday the 13th. Yeah. So what could go wrong?
Ooh.
Hey, I have a Knockbox. I can leave instructions.
That went dark.
For house sitter, the name and number of my vet, the code to my alarm system.
Wow.
That's just when you go on vacation.
You're selling with darkness, not with light.
Well, you know what? Got to do what you got to do.
Okay.
Go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Complete system helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans. For your next of kin. Every Knockbox has a complete comprehensive checklist, helps you ensure that you have everything you need to manage your estate when you're gone, right? Your funeral directives, your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit.
You know, those flights that go into Lynchburg are very, very small.
I'm only flying into Charlotte.
Okay, all right.
We're driving to Lynchburg.
Okay.
Don't make me more nervous.
Those roads up to Lynchburg from Charlotte are very windy.
Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. NOKBOX.com/Stephanie. 16% off.
Highbrow, lowbrow, unibrow. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, it's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Join and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Summer, summer, summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American-made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Stephanie Miller.
Showtime in LA. Go Magic in 1980. Puppet. 90. Go.
Did you know that she does not play Hit Me With Your Best Shot in concert anymore?
Oh, no, Pat!
She said she will not play it until the problem with gun violence is solved in America.
Oh, I love how political she's gotten. That's fantastical. Okay, whiny baby Elon Musk. Oh, dear, this is so pathetic. Musk says he went too far in his feud with Trump. I regret some of my posts.
I regret some of my posts.
Michael Cohen called this because Trump, he knows how A, lawless, and B, petty and vindictive Trump is. I would not put it past him to cancel all his government contracts, seize his companies, deport him, you name it.
I said on this very show that Trump was going to win this one.
Yeah, coward Elon Musk mocked on his own platform after bending the knee to Trump.
Uh-huh.
This calls for Mook Tommy's bag of rats. This is the biggest best bag of rats ever. Fight, fight, fight. Here we go. Thank you, Mook Tommy.
News is a circus. The clouds have arrived. World's richest man and the press collide. Trading their barbs on a public stage. Feeding the fire, fueling the rage. Fight, 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 big bag of rats. Tearing each other like alley cats. We're just here laughing as the whole thing cracks. Fight, 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 big bag of rats.
Yeah! Yeah! Thank you, Tommy. Tommy also did Stephanie Miller Show jingles.
Yes.
Can I warn all of the men listening right now, including you, Chris, that your balls very likely will recede, shunk up into your, for protection.
Okay.
I don't know how he got up this high, but okay, here we go.
Stephanie, it's the Stephanie Miller Show!
I don't know, but wait, there's more. Hang on.
Mama and the Mooks, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, okay, that one, his testicles
like
descended.
One, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And I'm
wondering. Stephanie, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow. Do women still use IUDs? I felt like some of them just flew out while garage doors opened.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Tommy. He's a liberal helper. Yeah.
Is he a part of a mini band?
Or he's just naturally, that's his natural octave?
Who can say?
Okay. Liberal helper. Ryan says, one of the most effective forms of resistance is simply being a helpful, caring member of your community. Strong communities will help us get through this. So take some time this week to be kind, helpful, or support for a neighbor. Thank you, Mook Tommy, for your supportive jingles. All right, Dr. Doom, speaking of helpers, next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison leaders have unveiled new plans they say could increase housing supply and housing options in the city. The housing shortage has become a big picture crisis in Dane County. We have some of the lowest vacancy rates in the country. By 2050, the area is expected to have 115,000 more residents than it does now. In the shorter term, city officials are planning to add 15,000 housing units by 2030 to keep up with that population growth. Now they're proposing new city legislation that would make it easier to meet those goals and add more housing. Duplexes are currently allowed in about one-third of the city, but one of these proposals would allow duplexes everywhere. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
About one block around my house, and there's a number of one units, there's several two units, there's a three unit just down the block from me. You go a couple more blocks out, we've got a bunch more duplexes and some four units, and I've got one of the most popular neighborhoods in Madison right now. So what we're trying to do is make it legal to build the kinds of neighborhoods that used to get built in Madison that people want to live in.
The package also includes allowing people with what they call deep lots to split up their property so another unit can be built in their backyard. Creating more housing in established neighborhoods can be a tough sell to residents. But Alder Tag Evers says doing it with proposals like this, which are not targeting big apartment buildings, can make a difference.
Density is a dirty word for some. Not all the changes, however, that we need to embrace are dramatic. Allowing duplexes by right in all areas of the city adds gentle density, imposing rather modest changes to our city's housing landscape.
These proposals have a lot of sponsors. They are expected to pass the Common Council. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms, low in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, partly cloudy, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
The John and Gordy Show.
Do we get another voice
just
note
to see
there?
If it works for us?
Troy from Mount Hora. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Okay, thank you for that. Wow. So you can go to the Civic Media app. You know,
just collect them and start using them against me. Okay. I'm feeling persecuted now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know you're a very sensitive guy.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome beauty queen and security expert Jenna Watkins. And then we grill pizza in the studio with Papa John's owner, Danny Bim. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids in the Ad Council.
Is Putin going to stop in Ukraine?
Remains to be seen, Senator.
Well, he says he's not. You know, this is the 30s all over. It doesn't remain to be seen. He tells everybody around what he wants to do. Are you familiar with his military buildup in terms of armaments? It's well beyond what we need to do to take Ukraine. Listen, I think I like what you're doing. I just think we got to get this stuff right.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Other than being a Putin apologist and doing Putin's talking points, he likes what Secretary Drunkie McRapey's doing. Okay, sure. Mitch McConnell is also...
Number one, who's the aggressor and who's the victim in the conflict?
Russia's the aggressor.
Which side do you want to win?
As we've said time and time again, this president is committed to peace in that conflict. Ultimately, peace serves our national interests, and we think the interest of both parties, even if that outcome will not be preferable to many in this room and many in our country.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's a very simple question. Ukraine, we want Ukraine to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of which,
hey, if I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. Dr. Doom. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Hi. Good morning, Dr. Doom. How are you?
Well, good morning,
Hi.
Stephanie.
Broken clock. Lindsey Graham. Okay, he's right. I mean, how could he be right on Ukraine and wrong on literally everything else, including enabling this, you know, fascist we have in the White House?
You know, well, if you think about it, the entire Congress is unrecognizable when you compare it to like a decade ago, when these were strong, opinionated across the political spectrum individuals who were representing us and making sure we had a strong legislative branch that was not the same as the executive branch or the judicial, which is the whole point of the American system.
Yeah.
And now they've collapsed into something unrecognizable that would have made the founders of America completely freaked out if they could know what's happened to these people.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful.
My new best friend, as you may or may not know, is former GOP Congressman Joe Walsh, who says he may run against Lindsey Graham. I'm for that. He said, I'm seriously considering moving to South Carolina, challenging Lindsey Graham because he is a piece of...
Oh, okay.
Joe's plain smoke. Was that a tequila tweet or was that a regular one? He's everything that's wrong about our politics, and he's the worst, most pathetic Trump enabler.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, I don't, Doc, I don't even know what to say anymore about where we're at, because here we sit in L.A., right? That is, thank you, by the way. What did you say? You said, let's understand what's actually happening in Los Angeles. Trump is testing how to implement martial law. Thank you. In a several block area of a major U.S. city, deploying National Guard and Marines over the objections of the governor and the mayor and in violation of the Constitution. Where are the congressional leaders? I mean, I saw a bunch of them scurry into elevators, say no comment.
Yep.
When even just asked about this multi-million dollar taxpayer-funded North Korean dear leader parade on Saturday, they're just a party of cowards at this point, Doc.
Listen, if it was up to me, I'd have at least half the Congress representing both parties standing arm in arm with the governor of California and the mayor and showing some solidarity and some backbone against what is obviously happening here. I mean, you cannot overstate the recklessness of Donald Trump federalizing the National Guard and deploying U.S. Marines in an urban environment in an American city. And I'm telling you, this has got to be answered. And I will also say about your governor, Ms. Miller,
yes,
that he's been remarkable, I think.
Yeah, I do, too.
These last few days.
I do, too.
Do you agree? I mean, yeah.
I do, too. And, I had not agreed with him having a podcast where he's piling around and giving a platform to Steve Bannon and Charlie Clerk and moving to the center on whatever he's doing, you know, on trans issues. But, man, I you have to say, in this moment, he has really been... I think just exemplary in how you deal with it and rapid response to Trump's lies in real time, right?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And I think that's the kind of galvanizing leadership that the Democrats need. And I think there's plenty of Democrats that have been speaking out. But Gavin seems to have this knack. Gavin, you're like my best friend.
Yes, right, yeah, yeah,
totally.
Where the governor is saying the right thing. Right things in the right kind of way, and it's quite, it's remarkable, and so, it's exactly what we need.
This is the Gavin Newsom we loved here, you know, is the fighter, Gavin Newsom, that goes on Fox News and kicks their ass, defending Democrats, and Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris, and you know, being liberal said, who knew Trump would unite the entire state of California behind Gavin Newsom? Did not have that on my bingo card for 2025, but you're absolutely right, he is... just proving how you fight back in this year of our, okay, listen, let's talk about the other horrors. You said, so RFK Jr. just fired the entire 17-member world-class immunization CDC advisory committee, replacing them with 8 sycophants. Many of them are flagrant anti-vax conspiracists. Another reminder that RFK Jr. is more than unqualified. He's a clear and present danger to America's children. And you say that as a renowned pediatrician, and but it really does get worse. And this is another thing he lied about. Right when he was confirmed that he would not touch this committee.
And the committee, I can't begin to tell you how important this committee was. Totally independent. They owed nothing to anybody. They simply gave the best possible science-based advice to the CDC about what policies we should have on vaccinating children. And now we have a highly politicized bunch of, you know, extreme, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Who are going to just support Bobby Kennedy's crazy ideas about the dangers of vaccine and the BS that's been purported to be science, which it isn't. So we're dealing with, an increasingly dangerous off-the-wall reality of Health and Human Services that will have an impact on the health and well-being of children.
Well, let's talk about
it's just so unconscionable.
Let's talk about just one of them. Dr. Tran said Robert Malone, who RFK Jr. named to his new CDC vaccine advisory committee, has suggested COVID vaccines cause a form of AIDS.
Oh my God.
And runs a wellness institute where he profits from promoting unproven treatments for measles and COVID-19. I mean, it is a bunch of cranks. He has put a bunch of cranks like himself on this committee, and it really is terrifying.
Yeah, it's actually worse than cranks. I guess I keep reminding myself that this is a family show, so we can't really speak. We can't speak from the heart and say what it is. But this is dangerous lunacy. These are people that are literally off the wall.
I would have fired
them if they were working for me.
We did a story yesterday about what is her? She's a bleach enthusiast.
Oh yeah,
Bleach is back. and it's not just the press. It's this whole group of. They had a convention somewhere.
A bleach drinking convention,
right? And they said, "Oh, Bobby's with us. We're so happy he's in charge." Uh-huh. I'm just like, oh God. Right, there's a convention of bleach enthusiasts, and some of them sell bleach cures for. We thought the stupidest timeline was the first Trump administration when Lysol had to actually put out a tweet saying, please don't ingest our products.
And this is so far worse. You know, it was like the warm-up was Trump 45. Trump 47 has gone way beyond. And actually, really, the most dangerous part of this is really what you were talking about in the first posting that I had about what he's doing in California, what he's doing in Los Angeles, as the beginning of the end for the democracy, really in ways that are really terrifying. His speech at Fort Bragg, his partisan off-the-wall ranting about other elected officials, about the left wing, and hearing voters, cheering them on, egged on by a lunatic, wannabe dictator. And that's really where the worries is. And obviously, as a pediatrician, as a public health advocate, I am very concerned about things like vaccine policy. But at the end of the day, it's still small potatoes compared to what he's trying to do to the fundamental structure of the United States.
And as crazy. As head of the Disaster Preparedness Center that you founded, this headline, Trump says he wants FEMA eliminated after hurricane season. The FEMA thing has not been a very successful experiment, Trump said. I mean, just, you know, it is hard to estimate how many people are going to die. Because of Bobby Kennedy and this lunatic.
He wants the functions of FEMA to be transferred to the states, except at least 60% of the states have no ability whatsoever to be able to handle major disasters, including states that have extreme risk of being impacted by things like major storms and hurricanes.
By the way, can I say here in California, oh, really? We're back to states' rights now. We're back to states need to take care of themselves, unless you want to send in the National Guard against their objections.
But also decentralizing FEMA will allow the White House to dictate who gets what money, which state gets what money. If a state shows fealty towards the White House, they're going to send that state more money.
Exactly right, Chris. And this is it's all part of the corruption, the manipulation, the using of government power to punish enemies, whether they're states or individuals or organizations or universities. They're on a freaking rampage. Yep. And listen, we need people like coming back to Gavin Newsom, but there's others like Jamie Raskin and others, Chris Murphy, who we need to keep supporting and keep encouraging them to speak out. It's really our only hope.
Let's get to the good news. Our friend Michelangelo Signorelli said Trump is now at 38% approval, going down in a new Quinnipiac poll. He's underwater even on immigration. Unlike other authoritarians, Putin, Orban, Hitler, he has minority support as he's trying to consolidate power and mass opposition. Keep hitting him hard. This one, because you travel, all over the world to Ukraine to try to help, Trump receives mostly negative ratings in a new Pew survey of 24 nations, no kidding. More than half of the 19 of these countries say they lack confidence in Trump's leadership of world affairs. Majorities in most countries express little or no confidence in his ability to handle specific issues, including immigration, Russia-Ukraine war, U.S.-China relations, global economic problems, conflicts between Israel and its neighbors, climate change, everything, kind of everything.
Everything.
Just everything. A general sweep of the arm.
Yeah.
When asked about Trump personally, they describe him as arrogant and dangerous. Relatively few see him as honest. Overall ratings of the U.S., this is sad, have declined in 15 nations since last spring, including drops of 20 percentage points or more in Mexico, Sweden, Poland, and Canada. I mean, what else can you say, right? I saw someone tweet the other day, "We're sorry, world. We're trying to get rid of him as soon as we can. We feel the same way you do," you know?
Well, look, and the question is, how do we neutralize the damage he's doing now? Yeah. I mean, we don't have a presidential election till 2028. And in the meantime, I think we have to be working hard on the 2026 midterm elections and try to get control of at least some part of the national government, meaning the House of Representatives, basically.
Yep.
I think probably the Senate is out of reach. But the House of Representatives.
I would never say never this year.
I'm not saying never. Yeah. But that would be an unbelievable dream come true.
Yep.
Can you imagine the House and Senate back in Democratic control?
Yeah. Can you imagine actually making America great again? Huh. All right. Love you, Doc. We will see you. I won't see you next week. I'll be on vacation. You'll see Jody next week. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Doc.
All right. Bye, Doc. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, I'm sure Doc knows, because science.
We love science
Native Path Collagen. Uh-huh. Science has discovered a unique protein that can help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. I work from the inside out, outside in. I got it all covered, Chris.
Good.
Native Path Collagen goes right in my coffee every morning. A single ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. I'm telling you, at just 2 scoops a day, 18 grams of protein. You mix it in your coffee or tea, whatever you want. Completely flavorless, easy to use, and you get all of that great collagen. It helps your hair, your skin, your nails. All the stuff I took something extra for. Your hair, that expensive hair vitamins.
Uh-huh.
Phooey. Don't eat any of that. Native Path
Chuckle.
Collagen. Right. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Feel better. Look younger. Start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Documenting the apocalypse and making it sound fun. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
CB Distillery's stock-up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They've got natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. This isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD people swear by. I know a lot of you love CBD Distillery's sleep products. Personally, I will be stocking up on my relief stick that I need for lower back pain after my long bike rides. Gummies, tincture, what do you need? They make it so easy to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solution for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up. Save 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD. Save up to 40% on everything. CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. That's CBDistillery.com. VIP is the code. CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. You know that feeling when you walk through the door, kick off your shoes, and finally breathe? That's the kind of comfort Cozy Earth delivers. Luxury you can truly feel and quality you can count on day after day. I've been sleeping on Cozy Earth's bamboo sheets for a while now. I can honestly say they've completely changed the way I sleep. Made with viscose from bamboo, they're unbelievably soft and the temperature regulation is real. I don't wake up sweaty anymore, even on warm nights. With Father's Day around the corner, Cozy Earth has you covered with gift ideas that are both practical and luxurious. Perfect for the hard-to-buy-for man in your life. The all-day tee and studio pant collection are two standouts. They're incredibly soft, breathable, and made for all-day comfort, whether he's lounging, traveling, or just relaxing at home. Plus, every apparel item comes with a lifetime warranty, a true testament to their quality and durability. Visit CozyEarth.com now. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Dad's going to love it. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, type in Stephanie.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Oh, wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, wow, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
Hold on, wait a minute. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobility.
Credo!
You know what? A lot of companies bending the knee. You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, and then the bully comes back for the lunch money again. Not Credo Mobile.
Nope.
They are the nation's only progressive phone company. When you switch to Credo, you get great, reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans. More importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever now. And our members get to vote on who gets the money. Switching, so smart, so easy. Look at you making a big difference.
Hey.
Go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller, listeners, you're not done winning. If you type in Steph25, you get 25% off your service for 2 years. The code is Steph25 at CredoMobile.com. Hello. 53 minutes after the hour, we are moments from Dana Goldberg, and then everything will be better.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, right? Okay. Pyramid says, here are the two most underreported numbers in the history of the media. Donald Trump in his first term only deported 1.5 million. Joe Biden in his first term deported 4.4 million. The fact that these confirmed numbers are not known by people is why Donald Trump was elected.
Yep.
Thank you. It's insane what is happening out here. Senator Tammy Baldwin with Pete Kegbreath yesterday.
Specifically, Mr. Secretary, what is the authority that the administration is using to deploy active duty Marines to California neighborhoods? What authority?
Senator, the president has constitutional authority in order to support.
Cite the provision of the Constitution.
I'd have to pull up the specific provision, but our Office of General Counsel, alongside our leadership, has reviewed and ensured in the order that we set out that it's completely constitutional for the president to use federal troops to defend federal law enforcement.
No.
No.
Okay. That was like a Caroline Leavitt. I have it here. I have to pull it up. It's
right
under my... No, we don't. No, we do not have the constitutional authority.
You know, the Constitution isn't that long.
Yeah.
He could have had, you know, just had a copy of the Constitution, like, pulled it up real quick.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to because it's not there.
Let me just tell you, we've been talking about his polling all morning, Chris. Fox News, 27% support, 53% opposed his ridiculous, big, ugly bill.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's been a bad week in that we lost Brian Wilson, legend of the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, it seems like from the polling, there are a lot of people. We tried to warn you. We tried to warn you.
West Coast folks are hip. They know that Trump's full of hot air. And the Southern voters, with the way they think, they freak me out when I'm down there. The Midwest soybean farmers really got screwed in this fight. And the Northern swing states, with the way they vote, they make me lose my sleep at night. I wish you
Rocky Mountain Mike, tribute to the late great Brian Wilson. Also, the fact that we tried to warn you.
Exactly.
Justin Wolfers, economist, said, "I'm not sure why the president is boasting that he's charging Americans a 5.5 times higher tax rate than presidency is charging the Chinese people."
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you're wondering how the art of the deal is going.
Yep.
On the China deal.
China.
Okay. Last night, Trump went to the Kennedy Center and got booed mercilessly.
Yep.
He went to see Les Miserables, a play about a mass uprising against a tyrannical king. We will see you at the No Kings rally. I'm telling you, I wasn't sure I was going to go because I'm traveling, Chris.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like, oh, and hey, I'm not just going. I'm speaking.
You're speaking.
I'm flying to Charlotte tomorrow, driving to Lynchburg on Saturday.
What are you going
to
say?
And my sister's friend, Libby, found out I was going to be there. She said, will she come speak? I said, I'm in.
What are you going to say?
I don't. Are you kidding? Back of the napkin on the plane. Spitball it.
Ad lib it.
There you go. So many great social media posts. Juniper says, if undocumented immigrants are such a strain on the economy, why are we arresting them at work? And FYI, they pay $96 billion in taxes a year.
Mm-hmm.
And in the God give us a sign, just any kind of sign
uh-huh.
file,
uh-huh.
Chance of rain for Saturday in D.C. is 70% with lightning.
Yeah.
Come on, everyone. We can send some positive energy for a 90% chance of rain, can't we? We could send a sign.
And lots of lightning.
Any kind of sign.
Any kind of
if
sign.
Donald Trump maybe shouldn't be president.
Oh. Oh, we're too.
Yeah, we're too late. That's all right. We're right on time for Dana Goldberg.
We are.
Next.
For Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from Shawnee, Wisconsin, where we'll be talking with some of the Democratic Party people locally about living in a red county in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Air India plane bound for London with more than 240 people on board crashed and exploded after takeoff this morning in India's northwest city of Ahmedabad. Black smoke could be seen billowing from the crash site as the plane burst into flames as it hit a neighborhood. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent James Longman.
The plane is 11 years old and the Indian Civil Aviation Authority has been quick to point out that the pilot had over 8,000 hours of flying experience, but it is, of course, much too early to know the cause of this crash.
The pilot had more than 8,000 hours, as James said, of flight time. The time of the crash, the plane, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. It's the first time that type of aircraft has crashed ever. The curfew lifted in Los Angeles this morning as protests against ICE raids continue in several cities nationwide. Iran, censured by the UN Nuclear Watchdog's regulatory agency, and the U.S. pulling non-essential personnel from the region amid fears of a conflict. This is ABC News.